Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Sorrow, don't hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? Gone to Kansas City, wanna go too. No, you can't make it with me. Gone to Kansas City. Sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. 'Cause there ain't nothing in this creamy's dreamy town a honky-tonkin' monkey woman can do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time has come that I must leave you. And if I never see your smiling face again, to remember like a Christmas day in December, all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend. Don't hang your head when you see. When you see those six pretty horses pulling me, put a $20 silver piece on my watch chain. Look at the smile on my face. Sing a song to let the world know I'm free. Hey, don't you cry for me, 'cause I'm gone to Kansas City. Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.
With Kansas City's jazz singer, broadcaster, and ambassador, David Bassey, we wade into a new hour of neon jazz. With the City Light Orchestra back in 1984, that was his take on Parker's mood off the album Raised Spirits. Growing up, his music idols were Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Cream, and The Beatles. But when Bassey saw the superbly crafted talents of jazz artists Jay McShann and Claude Fiddler Williams at the Kansas State Fair, he saw his future flash before him, and it was jazz. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what David told me about loving jazz.
You know, in this kind of music, I mean, you can have a huge success one day, and then you can be playing in a little corner bar the next, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of how it works in jazz and blues and related music. It's something you do because you love it. It's not something you do to be a rock star or be, you know, famous or whatever. It's more just about getting getting the job done. I'm just being in it and doing it.
These days, he hosts an award-winning jazz scene Saturdays on Kansas Public Radio, where he features new releases, classic jazz, and information about area concerts, festivals, and performances. He is a preserver and promoter of Kansas City's legendary and illustrious music history through his work with the Mutual Musicians Foundation. Over the years, David has recorded with many of the greats in jazz, including Phil Woods, Bobby Watson, and the great Les McCann. We are all lucky to have David Bassey as an ambassador for Kansas City, always doing great work on the radio and on the stage. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the great talent and ambassador, Mr. David Bassey, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to get you full of another hour of quality jazz. And it's going to be one more from the man at the top of the hour. Here's David Bassey again in 2007 with the tune, Like Jazz.
Jazz. You talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, yeah, jazz. And your smile is jazz, your style, pure jazz. A 52nd Street, in fact, hopping clubs with all the cats who like jazz. You're the last of a breed, and you know it. People say it every time you play. Well, your life on every stage, swinging nights and lazy days. Too late to change those evil ways. 'Cause you love like jazz, close enough for sweet jazz. Yes, you'll love him on the run, kinda improvised and young, like jazz, like jazz. Thank you. of the heap, and you know it, 'cause they see it every time you play. It takes them to the moon, late at night, a smoky room. Have your way with every tune. You live like jazz, and you got, baby, such class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, man. Wow, jazz. Oh, jazz. Yeah, jazz. Hey, jazz. Now, Johnny River played it, and Eddie Jefferson said it. Yeah, jazz.
Bassie, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was jazz drummer, composer, and educator Ari Honig with the 2004 tune For Tracy off the album called The Painter. Ari is from Philadelphia, and his dad was a vocalist while his mother was a violinist. And with that, he was exposed to classical music at a very early age, playing both the piano and violin. Then he went on to rock and metal drums as a teenager before settling right into the jazz. And over the years, Ari has recorded with the likes of Mike Stern, Kenny Werner, Dave Liebman, Joshua Redman, Fred Hirsch, and many, many others. He has a great career going for himself. Here's a legend on the jazz trombone next on the show, Herbie Green, with the 1957 song Old Time Modern off his album Slidin' Swing. Thank you.
this is Jason Jackson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the great Jack Kortner striking up his big band again with the 2009 song Strike Up the Band with the CD called Soundcheck. Jack leads his New York band of studio jazz greats through another fine album of jazz music. He is on the trumpet and flugelhorn, while Bill Mays does the honors on the piano. John Gordon hits the alto sax, Jim Pugh is on the trombone, and the list goes on in this very all-star studded lineup that makes some great music together. With some jazz prowess on the keys, here's the versatile and cool pianist Sonny Clark with the 1961 song Something Special off his album Leapin' and Loppin'. Thank you.
this is Joey Calderazzo. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was saxophonist and six-time Grammy Award nominee Paul Winter, right out of Altoona, Pennsylvania, with his thrifty sextet on the tune Blue Mountain off his 1964 LP, Jazz Meets the Folk Song. While in college at Northwestern University, he created the Paul Winter Sextet and won the Intercollegiate Jazz Festival. Soon thereafter, he was signed by Columbia Records. And the next year, the band toured Latin America as cultural ambassadors for the United States State Department, playing 160 concerts in 23 countries. His sextet was the first jazz band to ever perform at the White House. And after Winter's band changed its name to the Paul Winter Consort in the late 1960s, it contributed to that development of world music and space music. Speaking of space, from the planet of Saturn, as he proclaims, here's one of the most eclectic cats to ever grace jazz. Sun Ra in 1954, putting you to sleep with his Spaceship Lullaby.
Up in the air, Bob's spaceship lullaby, Bob's spaceship lullaby, zoom, 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 zoom up in the air, Bob's spaceship lullaby, Bob's spaceship lullaby, interplanetary melody,
to love, to love, to love,
interplanetary harmony,
to love, to love, to love, zoom, 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 zoom up in the air.
There's the moon. Next is Venus. We're coming up to Mercury now.
left is Mars. Next is Pluto. And then Jupiter. We're running into a little trouble, so we'll have to take a shortcut through a cluster of stars. We'll go through the sun to Saturn.
Hi, this is Anat Cohen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the London-based outfit Portico Quartet with the 2012 song Window Seat. Members of this group include Jack Willey on the soprano and tenor sax, Duncan Bellamy on the drums, and Milo Fitzpatrick on the double bass. After nearly 2 years of playing mainly small gigs and regularly outside the National Theatre in London, they were signed to the Babel label in 2007. The name Portico comes from when one of their gigs was rained off in Italy and they ended up playing under a portico. Sometimes these names are really simple. Here's a cat that had one of the most powerful and distinctive trumpets in the realm of jazz, Maynard Ferguson with the 1955 song Finger Snappin'.
Thank you. Reggie Watkins, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Was the West Coast very own alto saxophonist, arranger, and composer Lenny Niehaus with the 1955 tune Blue Room. This St. Louis native played with the Stan Kenton Big Band and various other jazz bands on the West Coast. And with that tune in mind, let's keep that big sound going as we end this hour of Neon Jazz together. Doing the honors is a man that is on the jazz flute and an early pioneer of New Age music. This is Mr. Paul Horn with the song Benny's Buns. And the key to Paul was that he was a well-seasoned jazz cat that defied being put into any particular classification. And there's something to be said about all of that. And it's with that, we want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another man that defies clear classification, because he's that cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. Mm-hmm.
Please, continue. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.
Neon Jazz.